at Sunday school. You can go now. I won't be offended. There is some activity going on out there, but it won't be nearly as interesting as staying in here. Right. The readings today are Mothering Sunday readings. We take a little bit of a gap from Lent 4 readings just to celebrate in this service Mothering Sunday. So there are some readings for Lent 4, but these readings are meant to concentrate our minds just a little bit on motherhood and what it means. And that first reading is so heart-wrenching, isn't it? The one that was read to us, and the readings were all beautifully read this morning, so thank you very much for that. But the first reading from Exodus told that story of a Levite woman who has to give away her baby because she knows that if she keeps her baby, you know, the baby's in danger. So her love for the baby is so strong that she is prepared to let the baby go. And wow, that's a really powerful story. And sometimes love has to be strong enough to let go. And these threads, meanings are all running through our readings this morning. And that wonderful reading about Mary, when she goes along to the temple with the little baby Jesus and she's told her this baby's going to cause you pain. So motherhood is a wonderful thing, but it's not just a fluffy thing. Sometimes it has cost, and sometimes it demands really brave, courageous actions, such as letting go. And let's face it, some mums can't let go, can they? Find it very difficult. We all find it difficult to let go sometimes. And some of us, perhaps, are desperate to let go. But there are cases when we do find it difficult. I watch these wildlife programs occasionally, because the children watch these wildlife programs. There was a wonderful one on, not so long ago, about ducks that are born in a tree. And I find this fascinating, really. But these ducks are born in a tree. Right up in a tree. I suppose the mummy duck flies up there in the hole in the tree. And then all the little baby ducks are born. And then mummy duck, of course, they can't fly. She has to get them to the water, which is about a mile away. And she boots them out the nest. And these little ducks, they meow, and they just bang onto the ground, you see. The ones that aren't smashed to smithereens, they all follow mummy duck through the woods, dodging all the different dangers, and they get to the water and they live. Parenthood sometimes is quite a difficult and dangerous thing. And, you know, bringing up children in our society today is a difficult and sometimes a dangerous thing. It's not easy. It's not all about fluffiness. We're going to have lovely flowers presented. Yeah, that's great. But it's not all about fluffy things, is it? I was with two lovely ladies last night, one of whom was a real lady, Lady Skeet. As we were having dinner. It was actually the Putnow NSPCC, Putnow fundraising activity. Wine bluffs for wine buffs. Oh, did you miss it? Oh, I'm so sorry. Those of us who went, it was a fantastic night. Fantastic night. Anyway, whilst I was having dinner with Lady Skeet, I said to her, I'm preaching about Mothering Sunday tomorrow. And she said, right on. And I said, what would you preach about, Lady Skeet, if you were preaching? She said, well, I'd tell them all about mothers. I said, good start. Go on, do go on. She said, well, I would tell them how important they are. Tell them how important mothers are. In today's society, being a mother is really, really important. And we need to really kind of make a thing of mums and say how much we depend on them and need them. Now, this is absolutely and utterly right. You know, we do on Mothering Sunday rightly draw attention to the importance of the example set by the Virgin Mary. We do talk about the importance of the Mother Church and being embraced in the bosom of the Church. But mothers need celebrating. And this is a day, yes, absolutely, yes, here. And this is a day, that's why I started the service with a mother this morning. This is a day when we can celebrate all that is good about mothers and what they do for us and our families and our society. And we need good, strong, courageous mothers in our society today. Perhaps like we've never needed them before. Because mothers are so often the glue that keeps things together. You know, often the dads will clear off. But the mothers so often stay behind at great personal cost. You know, you hear all this stuff about, oh, these single mums. They're single mums because their dad's gone. They're single mums because they haven't left the kids. They're single mums because they stayed to care. And we have to celebrate that and pay tribute to them. In fact, I was listening to Jonathan Ross yesterday on the radio, and he was talking to Nana out of the royal family. And they were extolling the importance of mothers. Everyone's seeming to recognise the importance of doing this. So let's do it here this morning. Not the Mother Church, not just the Virgin Mary, who is an example of motherhood, but mothers throughout our society. Not all of them get it right. Sometimes they make terrible mistakes in terms of their own lives and those of their children. But all mothers have a hugely important role, which our society needs to reinforce. So today's a celebration. And these two ladies, one of them was Lady Skeet, they said, don't just tell them how much we need mothers, because that's important, but tell them how they're an example to all of us of how we should all care and exercise care throughout our society. Now, what are the qualities of motherhood that we need to extol? Love, care, compassion. Is Maida a northern word? Maida. Maida, we say. Do you say Maida? Maidering. That's a quality of mothers, I think. Does anyone have a Maidering mother? Do you know what I mean by Maidering mother? Right. Is this on tape this morning? My mum can put the world to rights. She can. She has got an answer for everything. And she, if she was in charge, she could put things right in our society. She knows what's good, not just for herself, but for everybody else. Because mums have this superior knowledge. Your mum's like this. They know what's good for you better than you do yourself. When I ring up my mummy, she always has at least 5 or 6 do's and don'ts for me. I must stop rushing about. I must slow down. When I see her, she says, you must stop eating so much. Have another cake. It's true. It's true. Mother, how can I stop eating if you're piling me full of cakes? Oh, but this is a treat because you're with me. Oh, that's all right then. That's all right. It's a special exemption when you're in the presence of the great mother. Mums are caring, but they need not always be logical. This is a prerogative of mothers. Mothers have great insights into life. My mum says that I must enjoy myself. This is one of her better things. She says I must enjoy myself and live life while you're young. This is what she tells me. She says, because very soon you will be crippled with arthritis just like I am. You see, she's very wise, is mummy. Very wise. My mummy is also a great driver. She's never passed her test, but she knows all about the roads. And when she's in the car with me, it's a wonder that I'm able to travel between A and B at any time of the day or night without hitting something, without my mum in the car. Because she tells me everything I need to know about the road as I'm driving along. You know, forget sat-nav and everything. My mum knows what to do. No, no, don't go down there. You're going too fast. No, slow down. There's a bus coming. Yes, mother, that's what happens to buses. They drive along the roads. This is it. This is it. Well, you've all got these stories, haven't you, about mums and their foibles. But they're fabulous, and we really, really love them and need them, and we need to celebrate them, and that is what today is all about. So when we give out our flowers, we're just saying thank you to mothers and for all that care and compassion and love that they show. Now, I don't want to get deep and theological, but just let me say one or two things. This love that we see in mothers doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from God. The love and compassion and care that we see in mothers is a residue of that divine creativity that God put there inside them. So if we want to know what God's compassion is like, we see a bit of it when we see mothers. When we want to know what God's love is like, God's forgiveness, then we look at mothers. Now, the thing about mothers is, they'd never seem to give up loving, to give up caring, or to give up forgiving. They just seem to go on. Now, we've had in our Lent course just the last couple of weeks, few weeks, a look at heaven and hell. And we all agree heaven's a lovely place and we're all going to go there. But we're not quite sure about who's going to be in the other place, you see. And but you know, there's going to be one criminal there at least. Because you remember on the cross, Jesus spoke to a criminal and he just forgave him like that. Just forgave him out of the blue. Deathbed confession. You know, one of the things that we've been struggling with in our Lent series is what's going to happen to all the bad people. You know, the people who need punishing. We can't have a heaven with people like Hitler in there, can we? It would be dreadful. So there must be somewhere where these folks can go and be punished. And yet we know, as soon as we turn to Christ, we are forgiven. And heaven's going to be full of people who have been forgiven, who we think perhaps shouldn't have been. But the truth is that God's love is just like a mother's love. It's irrational. And sometimes you want to say to your to mothers, you know, why do you keep on? You know, this child of yours. But mothers just can't help themselves. They love so deeply and they care. So let's treasure the love that they have. And let's see it as just a glimpse of that deep, deep love which God has for all of us. Amen.